It's Tuesday's Roundup. Brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, what's going
on? How are you doing, young man?
Yeah, doing well.
You look nice.
Thank you.
Blue and gray.
Have the RCO shirt on
you
today.
You do.
Got to be representing at the ball game.
Yes,
you know?
Sir. Yes, sir. Anyway, how was your evening?
It was good.
Good.
Calm
good.
And quiet. We had another meeting about the upcoming Grace radio auction, which will happen the first week of August.
So yes.
Kind of working on that.
What, less than 60 days?
I guess you're right.
Pretty close.
The start of it is 2 months away.
Yeah, man, yeah, crazy, but good for them.
Crazy,
and people have no idea how much work that goes in there. None, especially with you here.
Good cause.
Oh, 100%.
Good cause, 100%. And you can see your dollars in action.
Yep, yeah, I agree. So, you know, if you've had problems losing pens here, Phil,
I have.
So, if you've noticed, I've come up with the spoon pen.
Oh, I love it. So, it's much like the gas stations have utilized over the years. It's a pen with black tape around it, and then a plastic spoon on top.
And I've used the spoon several times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, just to let you know.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So it's harder to lose it, that's for sure.
It's hard to put in your pocket, because and you have a certain kind of pen that you like.
Yes.
So that's...
It's the Bic, and it's a blue one, and it's got a big tip.
It's got a...
You don't have to press hard.
It's got a nice line of ink.
Right.
And it's smooth.
I want smooth ink.
Smooth,
baby.
Speaking of smooth, Phil, what makes you who you are?
What makes me who I am?
Is it the smoothness of your voice?
Mallow cups and ski.
That a boy, Mallow cups, ski, and Saturday night. Yep, they don't get much better than that, do they?
No, on a serious note, I would say the upbringing, growing up on a small farm, you know, strong father influence.
Yes.
I'm very, very, very fortunate that I had all those things.
Yeah, and I am too.
Yep.
So, hey, you might be from Arkansas, Philip. If your county fair has more tractors than people.
Oh, man. Yeah, I suppose the tractor pulls.
Yep.
Used to be a big thing at the county fair. They'd have all the new equipment, though.
Yes.
And you could go see, slobber on the fenders of all the new tractors.
You remember, you ever been to farm shows?
Oh, yeah.
So, we were, too. And as boys, we always wanted to get a grab bag.
Oh, sure.
Oh, and we had so much stuff. Hats. You can't find a good hat anymore like
Right. The flyers.
Oh, yeah. I didn't care about the flyers.
Right.
I cared about the pens, the little gadgets. You know, as a young boy, you enjoyed that stuff.
I wanted them all. So, I remember I had a poster representing our neighbor's Simpson tractor, but it had all of the Ford... The thousands line, so it had this big poster, and all these tractors were out in the field doing something. You know, they had the 4,000, the 5,000, the 6,000, the 7,000. Everything
kind of cool.
Everything had its own implement, and I'm like, wow,
that is so cool.
That's cool, man.
Let's get this on the air right now. This is Phil Nee live from Aubrey Court.
Here I am. Yep.
So anyway, how is the Pine River, no, the Aubrey Corners, what is your little creek name over there?
Willow Creek?
Yeah, Willow Creek. I heard you're opened a water park over there.
Oh, yeah, water park.
How is that going?
Not well.
Oh, what happened?
Just haven't had anybody show up. Too many mosquitoes and bugs and weeds and those kinds of thistles.
Oh, yeah. It's hurt getting your foot.
Right.
Maybe we could do something about that.
Maybe.
Well, I will dig deeper. see if we can get a sponsor for the Willow Creek. I forgot what you called it. It was the Willow Creek.
Willow Creek World of Wonders.
World of Wonders, yeah. It's kind of cool, Phil.
Got a nice mudslide. But the trouble is, you
best around.
You really get your trunks muddy, and it's hard to get them clean.
Yeah, but you know what? As a family heading out there, you're not worried about the mud.
No,
as a family,
not.
Go out there and just enjoy the Willow Creek.
Right, right.
You know,
we need like a
swim in the same little creek that Phil needed.
Right.
You know,
hopefully upstream.
Yeah, of anything.
We'd always catch the cows going across.
Yes,
they'd be upstream, and we'd be down like, man, the cows are crossing.
Yeah,
that ain't good.
That ain't good. So
speaking of not good for your swimsuit.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, at that point, you're going, might as well stay in it.
Right,
good.
Right. Build up your immunity a little bit.
Yeah, build up the immunity. All right, buddy. Today is quiz day, June 2nd, Philip.
All right. What's the topic?
Well, you know what, Philip? You know what I did for you? I made you.
Huh? You made me a... this is a... quiz?
Yep, that's the quiz.
And you got it on a piece of paper?
I got it on a piece of paper.
It's like the old days. You know the first thing I would do back in the day?
What?
Smell it. Because you had the mimeograph.
Yes.
And like, so the first thing you do is go, it smells good.
Yeah, it smells good. It did smell good. All right, so all you got to do is fill in the answers, young man.
Oh, okay.
All right, number one. In the famous painting of Mona Lisa, what is Mona Lisa holding? Is it a bouquet of flowers, nothing, a small book, or a glass of wine?
Okay.
Number two. When Major League Baseball banned the spitball in 1920, 17 pitchers were allowed to keep throwing it legally for the rest of their careers. True or false?
All right.
Number three.
Three.
How many years after the Braves left Milwaukee, did the Brewers arrive? Is it 2, 5, 10, or 15? You marked that really fast, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, New Diggins had a high school until it closed in 1952.
Oh, boy.
In 1953, its students were included with Southwestern. What was the mascot of New Diggins? Was it the Miners, the Midgets, the Anvils, or the Bobcats?
First of all,
yes,
isn't it New Diggings with an? I always thought it was
New Diggins. That's how I say
Diggins.
I don't know.
I thought it was Diggings, like digging in the dirt.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But it's Diggins.
It's been a while since I've looked on the Wisconsin map.
No matter how it's spelt,
way down on the southern edge of the state of Wisconsin.
So no matter how it's spelt, it's still Diggins.
Okay.
For me.
Well,
New Diggings or New Diggins.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing. Number five. Around the world, many people believe getting pooped on by a bird is actually a sign of good luck, prosperity, and incoming fortune.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Abraham Lincoln invented the pancake spatula.
Boy. Okay.
Number seven. Which is a real product, Phil? Is it diet water, flavored chicken gum, microwave socks with gravy pockets, or ranch-flavored toothpaste?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Diet water, chicken-flavored gum, microwave socks with gravy pockets, ranch-flavored toothpaste.
I get me some of them.
And you go... Where does he get these?
I don't know.
Anyway, and number eight in baseball, a runner can legally steal first base.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I have two pieces of paper. Number nine. What is a group of jellyfish called? Is it a blob, a schmack, a wiggle, or a drift? A blob would be me.
Do it. All right. Go ahead.
Number 10. In 1983, how many seniors wore glasses for the picture on display near the Ithaca Commons?
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
All right. Is it 2, 4, 6, or an 8?
What?
In 1980.
Why? Okay.
Take a stab at her, young man.
All right. All right.
Take a stab at
her. Got it.
How many think you did, buddy?
I think I might have got the first one wrong and the... Because I usually do. And then probably the... Toward the end there, I think I struggled a little bit.
But...
And New Diggins, I'm guessing, I'm just not sure on that one either. Huh. All right.
Yeah. And number one, in the famous painting of Mona Lisa, what was Mona Lisa holding? Is it a bouquet of flowers, nothing, small book, or a glass of wine?
Glass of wine?
Nothing.
Nothing.
She was holding nothing.
I've only looked at her smile.
I know. And people
I've
don't.
Only looked at her
people
smile.
People usually don't open the whole thing and look at what she. So most people remember her smile.
Right.
All right. But hardly anyone notices she's casually gripping nothing.
Wow.
As if she just heard the waiter say, "Sorry, we're out of breadsticks."
<You know? laughs>
Number two, when Major League Baseball banned the spitball in 1920, 17 pitchers were still allowed to keep throwing it legally for the rest of their careers.
I think that's true.
It is true.
It's got to be.
It is. 17 pitchers were grandfathered in and allowed to continue using the spitball after the ban. So this... Imagine trying to explain to hitters, everybody else can throw this legal pitch, but you can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's like, well, great. Anyway, let's see here. Number three, how many years after the Braves? You answered this really fast. Just tell me the number two.
The Braves left in 1965. The Brewers debuted in 1970.
So 5 years. How many years after the Braves left Milwaukee did the Brewers arrive?
Woo-hoo!
We actually had a question the other day about... What? Why did the Brewers leave and the Brewers come back? That's there are two separate franchises. One was the Milwaukee Braves that went to
The Brewers in Milwaukee. That was a minor league team way back, like AAA or something like that. Then the Braves came in the early 50s,
and then they went to Atlanta, correct?
Right. Yep.
And then a team from what? Can you name where they're from?
The Brewers are from?
Yeah.
Seattle.
Okay,
they were Seattle, Seattle Pilots.
Yes, yes. All right. So we had a question. Well, why did they take so long to get here and here? Well, it was two different franchises.
Right.
That was the answer.
We were lucky to get a franchise,
man.
And then the Chicago White Sox used to play some home games at Milwaukee County Stadium during those years when the Braves weren't there.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
They played a few games in Milwaukee.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them. So are you a White Sox fan or a Cubs fan?
Really, neither, but probably more of a White Sox fan.
Yeah, I am too. Just because Mr. Simo is a Cubs fan.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a good enough reason.
You know, my two favorite baseball teams are, are Milwaukee and whoever plays the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great, great. So anyway, number four, New Diggins had a high school until it closed in 1952. In 1953, its students were included with Southwestern. What was the mascot of New Diggins?
I went with the midgets.
It is the midgets.
All right.
Yeah, it is the midgets. The Anvils or the Bobcats didn't ring a bell.
No, it didn't. I was thinking Miners, but.
Yeah. Yes. And I threw that in there just because, you know, Shellsburg's down there and a lot of mining towns down there.
Shellsburg is the Miners.
It is the Miners.
So
yes, it is.
That's why I kind of eliminated that one, too.
So can you answer this one? What is Southwestern's mascot today?
The Wildcats.
It is the Wildcats. Good for you. So I'm running out of these questions about the schools, okay? So I'm starting to dig deeper into high schools, okay, around the state of Wisconsin, and I'm just going to say, what is the mascot of Hurley, or what is the mascot of basketball? Hurley used to be the midgets, but I can't remember what
they changed it.
They did.
Uh-huh.
So I can't remember what it is, but that's what I'm going to start asking you.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, there are some ones that are very
100, and then I may go with Division I college teams too.
The Ore Dockers,
yes, I saw
some that are very unique.
Yes,
too.
Very unique
their
names.
Towns.
Yep, kind of cool.
Yep,
like if Blue River had a high school today, it'd be the Blue River Mosquitoes.
Is that what it would be?
Yeah,
maybe
that's their town bird.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, really good. Anyway, around the clock, many people believe getting pooped on by a bird is actually a sign of good luck, prosperity, and incoming fortune.
I believe that's true.
You know what, Phil? It's very true.
Woo-hoo!
It is absolutely nuts how many people want to get pooped on.
Really?
A bird. Yes.
Wow.
It's absolutely crazy. Oh. Apparently, the universe sometimes delivers blessings like a flying taco truck with terrible aim.
Well, I'm going to make my own luck.
I'm not going to rely on a bird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, Abraham Lincoln invented the pancake spatula.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's not true. He'd done a lot of stuff, but he didn't invent the pancake spatula. Which is a real product? Diet water, chicken-flavored gum, microwave socks with gravy pockets, or ranch-flavored toothpaste?
Well, it was between A and B. Mm-hmm. But I went with diet water.
It is diet water. It tastes exactly like regular water, but emotionally judgmental.
Right. It's
Number eight. In baseball, a runner can legally steal first base.
True?
No, it's false. No, this is not backyard baseball with cousins arguing after Thanksgiving dinner. First base, if you stole first base, you're running from home to first, correct?
Right.
You can't legally steal that.
If you strike out and run to first base, you're still not technically stealing it.
No, not called a steal. It's still a K. But
what if you run on the second strike? Like, catcher drops the ball, you run to first and the second strike, and catcher throws down there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go back to bat, right?
Yeah. You're trying to confuse me here, Dan.
No, but that's a good trick play.
It is a great trick play. And you know what?
You swing and miss on the second strike, run to first. The catcher doesn't realize it throws over the first baseman's head. 100%. And then the run score.
It's a Kurt Thompson.
Absolutely.
Kurt Thompson's play is this. You have runners at first and third, okay? And you have a long at bat at the plate, okay? He'd done this to me twice. Long at bat, fouled off, ball, ball. And all of a sudden, he walks. Everybody thinks the bases are loaded. Everybody gets a base. Oh, yeah. Even the run from third to home. Mr. Thompson. Number nine. What is a group of jellyfish called? Is it a blob, a smack, a wiggle, or a drift?
A blob?
No, it's a smack.
Oh! I can just smack you.
Yeah. Smack the blob. Number 10. In 1983, how many seniors wore glasses for the picture on display near the Commons at Ithaca?
Six.
It is six. There are actually seven pitchers. There are actually seven pitchers of people with glasses, but only six students. Princeton Mr. Majeski wore specs as well, but wasn't a student.
That's right. Yeah, Mr. Majeski and his glasses.
So how'd you do?
Three wrong.
That ain't bad.
Seven right.
That ain't bad.
Not bad.
A pretty tough quiz, but you know, it's summer quiz, you know?
Yeah. Got to get summer school going.
Yep. So, my friend, I hope you have a good day. And you know what? Good luck to our area athletes. Seriously, good luck, girls, ladies, because it is what a great night tonight for high school ball
and baseball.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, yep. Everything.
Everybody.
So good luck.
Yep.